Hello, Jack Girl.
Jagger.
Jagger.
Exposed.
Hey, Taz, you may
To
have
run.
to maybe go out of the meeting and come back in because it looks like your audio is having trouble connecting. It just keeps saying connecting to audio. Sometimes if you leave and then come back, it works.
Some reason
Just so
I'm
you'll
not
see.
getting John's picture.
John's picture? I'm here.
Yeah. Oh, no, I don't see it. I actually have a space that Ram, well, did yeah, Ramakant is claiming.
Yes. That is
Andris's.
do what? Yeah, there were like I think eight
It's a,
or so
it says
people. So
Ramakant.
the film strip is not you have to scroll through the film strip to see the people. If that makes sense. Now, not so much.
I
Because
was not going to
Renee
be
was
doing
here
more.
and then
Yeah, the names are on the wrong people for me, anyway.
the names are on the wrong people?
I have.
No, everybody has their right people.
Yeah, I have for mine. It's I have John Richards on Alan's name. Okay, now corrected itself. Okay, so whatever,
Hello, there's Renee. She's
not a
here.
problem.
Everybody's here.
So yeah, I don't know what's going on. So anyway, I know one thing I felt today was that knowing and not knowing are not
sorry,
So I don't know if that has
you cut
anything to do
out.
with when they say that the selfless self doesn't.
You're kind
I
of
did.
breaking up a little, Keith.
Can you hear me now?
It's yes in a moment, and then it kind of breaks up a little bit.
So it must be some kind of sign.
See, I heard it must be
You did that pretty good. So just like real. But I was saying, I noticed that knowing and not knowing are the same, it seemed. Or it seems like that right now, actually.
I mean, just appearance on your presence, knowing and not knowing is just an illusory concept. To know or not know, again, you are. Whether you know or you don't know, you are. So knowing, you can say that the knowledge can present itself as no knowingness, because there it's formless knowledge. So you know yourself in a real sense, this subtle sense of presence, just I, just I. And therefore you say, oh, okay, the knower is knowing the sense of presence. But whether the knower knows the sense of presence or not, the knower is that you are. So knowing and no knowing, you can talk about no knowing as in the no mind state. You know, there's no thought or anything to know, because it's like formless knowledge, basically, without any objects that you're trying to sort of perceive. There's just, again, the best way I can say is scenes appearing and disappearing. So there's not a story-driven knowing, except you know your own existence. But this sense of existence is itself false. Mm-hmm. Like the primary illusion they talk about. I am, I exist. Mm-hmm. Because, again, knock, knock on the door. Who's there? Nobody's there. This sense of existence has appeared to that which you could say is a no-knowing state, and now there's something known. But again, that's only within the illusion, because there's no need to know, because there's nothing other. The only way that the concept of duality is impressed is I exist, I am, presence. And the entire world appears upon your spontaneous presence. Spontaneous presence, because now suddenly there's the knowledge of existence. I exist. And well, along with this knowledge I exist came this apparent world. And then immediately, as Maharaj says, spirit impresses very quickly, like, oh, I'm in a body in a world. And mom and dad are separate. You know, here's my mother and here's me. And because my mother is, then I must be separate from mother. And we start labeling all the different objects, even though all the objects are appearing within us, as the same as in a dream. In your dream, all the lumps of goo are formed and moving about by your power, your energy, with different various labels attached to them, all communicating and interacting through concepts.
So is the primary illusion a concept? Would that be able
yeah,
to be called
well,
that a concept?
Illusion. Remember, just in the, we say illusion so much that we then form an idea that somehow illusion has some kind of basis. But illusion is that which is not. So everything we're speaking about is for the unborn child. The child that is never born is asking about how to live, how to understand the knowledge, how to do all these things. But of course, and that's why Ranjit Maharaj just says zero.
So somehow when that first concept is formed, that's when the whole universe
That first, there is no first concept. It's just
apparent.
the sense I exist then creates. And see, that is the false. The 10th man, so to speak. You start to feel existence and believe that you're somehow separate from the existence that you are. Because the knowledge of existence is there. Oh, I exist. And then the identification comes with form. And then you see other forms because now this form-based illusion, reality, whatever you want to call it, is being impressed. And that's why Maharaj says the wrong files. Because from the moment that you can know anything, you start accumulating wrong knowledge from the perspective of being something. And that's why mantra is the antivirus software. Slowly, silently, and permanently, it clears out all these wrong files.
When you notice you are not the forms, that they don't necessarily disappear, but they don't affect you anymore.
Well, once you know yourself in a real sense, and like I think we said last week, if you can say, okay, the sense of presence, the sense of existence, this I am. And you say, okay, then because this is going to eliminate a lot of the mind-created concepts. If you know yourself as this presence, you say, okay, this presence, my presence is in every being. The entire world is projected on this spontaneous presence. And this subtle feeling that I'm feeling because of in a body form, this I am. And so you kind of transfer, if you want to say this, and this is Maharaj saying, if at all you want to compare yourself to space or sky. So you compare yourself to this subtle sense of existence, this I am. Okay, that's more myself. Now, how is that if you're identified as the sense of presence? How is that helpful? Because you're no longer caught up in the illusory existence. You understand that you're more the consciousness, the universal consciousness, if you want to say that, the presence in which everything is appearing. And as Sri Siddhartha Maharaj told Sri Nisargadatta Maharaj, remain with this I am, this sense of existence, this just I feeling, with nothing else in your mind, just this, and continuously going back to this. And Nisargadatta Maharaj says, that's what he did. He started to remain with this I am, this sense of presence, constantly until it kind of clicks. Presence is known. Presence is now becoming the object. And
It's like all.
this is that when it's self-evident now, where all experience dissolves, there you are. Because this presence is an experience, yes? Which means there's experience and experiencer, because you are experiencing presence. And now you know whether presence is there or not, I am. And you can't even talk about worldly issues and worldly problems because you already know presence is in which all of these are appearances. And now you say, okay, well, this I am, this presence, this is my more like my own self. I'm more like space or sky than I am this physical form. And the knower is, it's self-evident, this. And you say, oh, but what about thoughts? But there are, if you remain as the only object in your awareness is presence, that's the end of all questions. That's the end of everything, because there's, except your selfless self, there's no God, no Brahman, no Paramatman, no master. Nothing is there. because there's no words that can describe. Because in order to use words, we have to go to presence. Presence then is known through body form, through the sense of existence where we're using words. But you're prior to words. You're prior to this experience of existing in which all of this world has appeared. And when you know yourself in a real sense, I mean, that's really there. Game over.
So the manifest world of form doesn't necessarily disappear, but you realize it's not other than you.
Well, there's no you in it. Again,
Okay.
there's
Yeah.
scenes appearing and disappearing, objects that are appearing and disappearing. And yes, there's people you're talking to. That's a very common like misconception when I'm looking at the Kira things. It's like, oh, okay, like when Ramana Maharshi says the world is no more, that to the sage, the world is not, or whatever. But that's not what it means. It means the world as in this conceptualizing of the world, looking at different forms and giving them labels and trying to make it seem like they have individualized thoughts and that they're individuals outside of yourself. And that this is an individual, because without this being an individual, you can't have other individuals. When you know yourself in a real sense, it's just scenes appearing and disappearing. There's no body pressure, no body limitation. You are literally just kind of here without the concept of being here. And I know that sounds like, oh, double speak and all this, but there's really no way to speak about it. We have to use words, but there's no way to really define reality. Because
Just
anything
say
that we
no
can
other.
label or define as reality is, of course, not reality.
If you say no other is your direct present experience, that's sort of like going beyond the concept.
There's no you. Because
Yeah.
there's no you,
Where there's
there are
no
no
other, yeah.
others. If you sit there and you say, oh, there's only myself in this body form, and all these are just empty vessels that my own presence is in, then there's still a you there. And I think Sri Siddharameshwar Maharaj says, don't say that Mr. Jones has become Brahman, because this is big time egoistic. There never was a Mr. Jones. Brahman is. Mr. Jones was an appearance. And if Mr. Jones suddenly says, oh, I am Brahman, then there's still work to be done because there is no Mr. Jones. There is no I am Brahman experience or I am Atman or Paramatman or Master or even I am formless presence. There is no experience. Maharaj says, no experience, no experiencer. And that's the reality. And this is why, when you talk about spiritual things and say, oh, I had this amazing spiritual experience, the master be appeared before me, and gods and goddesses have done this. And it may be very lovely and very beautiful, but it's the same as in a dream, it's just appearance. And there had to be an experiencer there to experience the experience of this god or goddess. Which is why Maharaj would always say, even if your gods or goddesses, or even if your master appeared before you, master, quote, the body, you know, oh, but this is not true.
So the experiencer is still in the dream, or still
Of course.
is.
How can any experience be unless there's the concept of duality to allow the subject object to have an experience? There's something that experiences another thing, and that can only happen within the illusion, within the dream.
Would that be why Nisargadatta says the painter is in the painting? Is that the same thing, or is that a little different context?
The painter is in the painting. I mean, the
Yeah.
painter, the painting, the paint, everything is within you. There's nothing. Please also remember, as Maharaj says, No words, no world. And don't get caught up in literal knowledge because, for one thing, Nisargadatta Maharaj, when he's answering these questions, he knows exactly he is that ultimate state. He's asking from that perspective. Someone comes that is also the selfless self, but with a concept that there's something other and they need some kind of something removed. And therefore, for that specific one, the speaking is done. Oh, this is how you remove that concept, even though Nisargadatta Maharaj absolutely knows it's just the selfless self pretending to have the confusion of otherness. And so the speaking that's written down in the books and all of this stuff, it's very wonderful, and there are good progressive steps to get in, but each one is selfless self talking to selfless self. This selfless self in body form over here is having the concept of being in a body and therefore is giving an illusory problem that the selfless self, knowing that there is no such thing as body or other, then the response comes, oh, think of this, do this, how about this? Remain with the sense of presence, remain with I am. The doorway is talked about. On one side is the reality, the I am, and then on the other side is the illusion because of the sense of existence. But all of this, again, understand Nisargadatta Maharaj and Sri Ramakant Maharaj and Sri Siddharameshwar Maharaj know themselves perfectly. They know absolutely that there is no master, there is no disciple. The pretending of stepping down is only for the benefit of the disciple. Because the disciple believing the selfless self in the form of a disciple, believing itself to be a disciple, asks a question to try and remove a concept that it's impressed upon itself and that you are. That's why Das Bodh does the same thing. Das Bodh, it says, okay, the questioner asked this question, and everything is all the way down, page after page, deep explanation, and then it's removed, basically, is what it says. Now, listeners, please listen attentively as we remove the next conceptual illusion from your experience, because you're believing yourself to be something. All these sticky notes, all these labels, all these concepts can stick to you. When you know yourself in a real sense, there's no concept that can stick. Truly, there's no concept that even will make sense to you. It would be like somebody, right when you've woken up from the dream, beginning to ask you to unwind the dream and give the characters within that dream specific things. Like if you sat down and wrote a book of all the conversations you had within your dream. And what would the value be of that?
I just wrote down what's the value of writing this down?
Yeah, there's none. Within the illusion, there appears to be a value. That's why, again, if at all you want to compare, compare yourself to space or sky.
I guess I could say very gradually and slowly in my case, because I'm consider myself slow. So
Remember everything you
there's
say about yourself, you're saying about that supreme reality. So when you say, I consider myself slow, you don't insult yourself because you are that. And
Is
if you're,
slow is just an idea.
yeah, if you're adding attributes to yourself, number one, you definitely don't want to add negative attributes to yourself. But number two, you want to be removing attributes, not adding them and saying, oh, you know, I'm kind of slow. Because that's insulting the supreme reality that you are. You're not slow, you understand? You're the all power. You are that. That which is labeled God, Brahman, Paramatman, Master, that you are. Live as formless presence. That's why Master says, you know, you live as a master. And that doesn't mean now that you're expecting people to bow down to you or that you have a special treatment or, you know, you don't have to wait in the Starbucks line or anything like this. Live as a master means live as the formless reality. Take one step forward, Master takes the next step. Have complete faith and trust in the Master. You are that. And if you do that, you'll see, you'll begin to see, oh, okay. And then you might take a little bit of ego, like, oh, that's very nice. This is good. And that's thank you, Master. Thank you, Master. The more I'm living as Master and I'm moving about and things are brushing off like water off a duck's back and there's no disturbance and I really just am with myself. Thank you, Master.
Of course, that sounds like there's still a duality there.
Well, it's better in having this. Than having all the troubles of believing yourself to be Keith, trying to have a spiritual experience or trying to remain with your selfless self. Master says you are a Brahman, you're a Brahman. Brahmakot Maharaj says this in the ashram all the time. You just have to accept this reality. Master says you're Brahman, you're Brahman. And that's why he says too, all the devotees who without using this negative term, but they say the ignorant who just, okay, yes, Master says I'm Brahman, I'm Brahman. This is the good. Trying to intellectually figure it out, like Ramakant Maharaj says, oh, how can I be Brahman? How can I be this formless reality? I have this job I have to go to, and it sounds nice, and I really wish I knew that I was, but I have all these very heavy duties to perform. But you are that. You do your job, do your duties, because it's just scenes appearing and disappearing. You know yourself. Yes, I am that. You live like a master, you live like a Brahmin.
That's when old habits really start just falling away by themselves.
Habits for who? You will see that the reality, when you're not pretending to be someone else that's struggling and striving and having illusory problems and trying to figure out things that aren't even there, that you're at peace. You're
Right, you don't need anything then at that point.
And that's why they say that you're not renouncing, because
Yeah.
that's like the worst thing. If I sit there and I say, oh, because I'm a spiritual person, I don't eat this, or I don't do this, or I have to do this, or I pray five times a day, or I do this, whatever. No, because there's no renouncing, because you'll see there's nothing to renounce and there's no one to renounce it. Simply by being with your own selfless self. Maharaj says, spend some time with you.
Like last week, I mentioned that I like some things more than others, but sometimes I get in that free state where there's just no there liking and not liking is irrelevant. It's just
Oh, and again, remember, it's totally irrelevant because you are not body, you were not body, you're not going to remain the body. So likes and dislikes of food has nothing to do with your spirituality. Maharaj has said this many, many, many times. The body-based illusion has nothing to do with your spirituality. Eat what you want. Do everything in not excess, because if you do it in excess, you're going to feed the ego sense of, look at me, or I'm doing this, or I need to satisfy this desire, or whatever. So again, that's illusion. But I don't like fruits and vegetables. If I go to a restaurant and somebody says, oh, would you like a salad? I say, oh, no, thank you. Maybe they can have this, my salad. And that doesn't have anything to do with the spirituality. Oh my God, you don't like salads. You should be able to just eat whatever across the board and not have any preferences because you're not there or whatever. But no, this is not true. But it doesn't affect the spirituality. That's why a lot of times you'll hear people and they'll be like, oh, if you eat meat, you're not spiritual and this and that. And so many, Nisargadatta Maharaj says, Sri Ramakrishna Maharaj says, no, what you eat is of no importance. That's body-based knowledge, literal book knowledge. If you're not a body, then how can what you eat have anything to do with your spirituality?
Yes.
Which is the same as when Ramakrishna Maharaj used to talk about chakra. People would come and they'd be like, oh, I want you to help opening my chakras. You're not a body. To where are these chakras aligned? How are the chakras aligned? No, this is body-based literal knowledge. And it's good up to a point. Perhaps when you considered yourself a seeker, you sought out these things and you were sort of surrendering your old ideas to replace them with new spiritual ideas, so that, again, within the illusion, we can say your sattva was growing, your sattvic knowledge and all this sort of thing was growing. But all of that was within the illusion because you are not body. But while you were believing yourself to be a body, you read about these things, you did these things, you increased the amount of sattva, decreased tamas and rajas or whatever, and therefore you then purified the mind. We can speak about that. But all of that is illusion. But for a time, you believed it to be true. And that's why Maharaj says, this is your final destination. All of this playing that you are a body and you are reading and you are going to gurus and you are acquiring knowledge and you are trying to do these surrender things and you are doing bhajan and you are doing all these things. This is the final destination. The culmination of all your effort is now you're finished. You are that. And don't be shy and say, oh, but I need a little bit more of this, or I need a little bit more of that, or sometimes I feel like that, and sometimes I do not. Because again, that's all within the body-based illusion, so it can be discarded because you are that. You can never not be that. There has never been a time in your entire existence, in your entire experience within the illusory body-based existence, where you were not the formless reality. You can't not be that, because that is all there is.
Did our connection go bad?
No, you're still here. We have 1 minute and 7 seconds.
Okay, because for some reason on my screen, I see you talking and making motions with your hands, but that's
me?
Must have been.
No, no, I think that was Trish. Trish had like an answering machine or something going, and it put her, and then, yeah.
Okay, well, there's some kind of lag in my computer going on. So.
Okay.
I really like the way you eliminated the body. Really, really good.
I'm good.
Thank you, and I guess we'll probably see you next week.
That's good. Yes.